and welcome to MVP, the Master's Voice podcast on MediaBrief.com. I'm your host and friend, Pawan R. Chawla, and with me today is someone who has literally been spreading the light, literally as it were, because I have with me a very distinguished guest. Nitish Jain, President of SP Jain School of Global Management, or SPJSGM in short. Nitish, welcome to the episode.
Hi, Pawan. So happy to be with you this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Nitish, for the time you're giving us. And thanks also to Harsha Jayarajan Nair of Communicate India for having made this interaction possible. So, Nitish, before we start, I must do the honors. There might be some people who might not be very aware of all the wonderful things you've done and, which have got you here on MVP, the Master's Voice podcast, where I am honored and very, very happy to welcome you. So let me just tell my listeners about you, Nitish. So by your leave, here goes. Nitish Jain, President SP Jain School of Global Management, is an educationist, philanthropist, entrepreneur, technology enthusiast, and president of SP Jain School of Global Management, which is one of the Asia-Pacific's top-ranked global business schools. State-of-the-art campuses in Dubai, Mumbai, Singapore, and Sydney, SP Jain has established a strong foothold in the Asia-Pacific. In the last 15 years as president of the school, Nitish has spearheaded a visionary goal to create a school that is recognized all over the world for its innovative and disruptive style of education. Under Nitish's leadership, SP Jain is credited with several pioneering initiatives and has set several benchmarks in global business education, including a multi-city learning model that has seen its students travel to no less than 3 countries as part of their undergraduate or postgraduate education. The result of this is the transformation of business managers into global leaders who are adaptable, multicultural, and globally relevant to companies of the 21st century. Their success at work and contributions in the business community have led to SP Jain's growth as a top-ranked global business school, as rated by Forbes USA Best International One-Year MBA 2019-21, ranked amongst the world's top 15, Times Higher Education UK, Wall Street Journal USA, top one-year MBAs 2018-2019, ranked amongst the world's top 3, the Ivy Exec USA Executive MBA Rankings 2018, ranked amongst Asia-Pacific's top 10. And in 2015, it was ranked as Dubai's number 1 by Global Brands UK, Best Business Schools in 2015, and many other prestigious rankings. Nitish Jain's efforts to reimagine business education and offer innovative programs, they were also recognized through the Entrepreneur of the Year Award by Times Now in 2014 and the Award for Business Excellence by the Australia-India Business Council 2014. Nitish is a keen technology enthusiast looking for imaginative ways to integrate his passion for technology with traditional teaching methods. Nitish has led the introduction of cutting-edge tools for engaged online learning and new classroom technologies, including a one-of-its-kind learning analytics app. These transformative technologies are expected to take students' learning outcomes to a new level. And yes, Nitish holds an MBA degree from USA's Cornell University. So that, my friends, is my distinguished guest, Nitish Jain, President SP Jain School of Global Management, or SPJSGM in short. Nitish, welcome once again to MVP, the Master's Voice podcast on MediaBrief.com, and let's get started with our conversation.
Thank you, Pawan. I'm very, very honored by your glorious introduction. Thank you for having me today.
Thank you. You're very gracious, Nitish. And I'm sure everybody's going to get a lot of insights from my conversation with you, thanks to you. Nitish, you've been recognized as having made a global impact in education, on education, professional education also. So tell me a bit about what really helped you achieve what you have for SP Jain School of Global Management. What were the main influences across your younger years? Because I know you've grown up in the shadow of one of the most wonderful minds, the most progressive and forward-thinking minds, your respected grandfather. But tell me about, you know, the growing years in brief, and then we'll get on to the other aspects of, you know, how you are actually empowering SPGen, the School of Global Management.
Pavan, I really don't know what I should share about my younger days. Not all is good, I may say. There were some good points, but there were also some not that great points. So perhaps I'll just say that, you know, being under, let's say, the mentorship of my grandfather, he was a freedom fighter, a parliamentarian, and he was one who I truly admired. He's the person I admire the most, actually. The late Mr. S.P. Jain.
Correct.
Also got a Padma Bhushan, Pavan, for his philanthropy. Wow. He did a lot, and he truly inspired me. And so under his guidance, I think I learned how to make relationships. He was a master at relationships. And I think that kind of gave me the initial foundation to, you know, education is 100% people business. There's no planted equipment. It's all just people, students, your faculty, your staff. It's just people.
Mm-hmm.
I think I learned the art of cultivating good and long-lasting relationships thanks to his guidance.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I'm sure that the manner in which he thought of and ran everything that he did, whether commercial or otherwise, I think that has also stayed with you, because even in your description, one of the first three words that come up is philanthropist. So that spirit is visible in the manner in which you are going about creating, and not just creating now, I mean, it's going to be two decades soon, the SPGen School of Global Management. So share your journey for SPGen School of Global Management, your journey, and highlight the key milestones.
Okay, in terms of milestones, we started off in Dubai. At that time, nobody went to Dubai to study, but we thought it was a great place to start. We started in a small campus of 5,000 square feet, two classrooms, very small.
Wow.
Today, we are 300,000 square feet across four countries. So, of course, we've had a great journey. And as you said earlier, we ranked by Wall Street Journal. We've been ranked by The Economist, Forbes, and multiple times. So that is a validation of our performance by a third party. And these are the world's topmost rankings. So
absolutely,
that has been great.
Wonderful. Really, congratulations on all the achievements and the awards. And now, Nitish, I want to hear a respected custodian and guide of a professional management training school, okay? What makes SPGen unique? What are the USPs? Let's hear you iterate those.
Thanks for that question, Pavan. So when we started the SPGen Global School in 2004, it was at the time when the internet was making even a small garage in Bangalore, for example, a global company, because their customers were global and they reached out to global companies. So keeping that in mind, we thought if the world is global, business schools too should be global. And with that philosophy in mind, we started four campuses in the first 11 years of our journey. So creating global managers was the reason why we set up to begin with.
Lovely. Yes, and your students actually get the advantage of studying in three countries across under and postgraduate programs. So that's really nice. And great international exposure too. Right. What is the current footprint in terms of, I know it's four countries, it's 300,000 square feet across as far as the campus sizes are concerned. How many students in India and the rest of the world?
Currently, we have about 2,500 students who study with us, Pavan. But we already have close to 10,000 alumni. These alums are all over the world, including the US, Canada, Europe, Africa. In fact, one of the African ministers of Rwanda is an SPGen student, believe it or not.
Wow.
And then we also have a lot of alumni in Dubai, Singapore, of course, India and Australia. So if you look at a foreign country like Dubai, we have more than 1,800 alums who work here.
Lovely, lovely. Really nice. You know, this whole concept of global education that I think you were, I believe you were the first to not only think of, but actually roll out of India and into your other countries also, the four together, including India. So how has that concept evolved in the past two decades, and how has SPGN adapted to the changing winds of education, as it were?
So many people make an assumption that all we do is take students to these countries. But that's a completely mistaken thought. That would be like tourism, maybe. It's what we do in that country that really differentiates us from almost every other business school that I know.
Love.
And we have integrated our learning with the business environment in these countries. Hmm. So our students do local projects. They have a local mentor. They many times get a local internship.
Hmm. So give me an example, perhaps your undergraduate program.
Pavan, you know, our undergraduate program students can, let's say, for example, start in Singapore. So they study in Singapore for the first year. Then they intern in Singapore. They go to Dubai. They intern in Dubai. They then go to Sydney, intern in Sydney, and graduate as a global citizen. So I think this is a phenomenal opportunity for a young undergraduate student at the age of 22. They graduate with a CV like that looks like someone of 40 years, I guess, or even more.
Oh, that's really wonderful. So Nitish, what about the postgraduate program? Is a similar model applied there too?
Pavan, our postgraduate program is a very fast-track, accelerated one-year program.
Wow.
And it is followed by a four-month internship that leads to jobs. About 65% of our students convert the internship into a full-time job.
Okay.
So it's a different model designed for a different age group, a different audience.
That's lovely. That's really good. And, you know, Nitish, you've been quoted as saying that education is ripe, and I'm quoting you here, okay? Education is ripe for disruption and technology will lead this. So you've actually gone ahead and disrupted the whole concept of, you know, preparing students. You know, training, education is all great, but you've actually given them a lot of international exposure, which is not just through people flown in from other countries to speak, but also taking them out, placing them there, having them work, intern, interact with people, and see what the best practices are, how you actually intermingle. Because what you said in the beginning was it's all about people, people's skills, ability to get along is what I'm adding to what you said. So that's what disruption, I think, looks like at SPGN to me from the outside. But if I were to ask you, what more is there to the disruption at SPGN? What does it look like? What role do you see technology playing in the future of SPGN? You have the analytics app also. So please tell me.
Pavan, you know, we've all grown up in a model that is conventionally called the sage on the stage, which means that there is a professor who stands in front of you and he professes to you. And as a student, you nod your head and you listen to the professor when you wish to. Sometimes you can nod even without listening. And it's a old-fashioned way of learning, right? Because outside the classroom, everything is very engaging for a student. It's boring, not the way students want to learn.
Right.
But if we embed technology into their learning process by asking students questions, by getting them to use their phone as an app, in terms of doing real-time polling, for example, they can chat question to a professor. So there is a whole new way in which students can learn. And I'll go on to say that learning is now becoming personalized to you, the student, because it's not a one-size-fits-all anymore. It's right. What do I need to learn, and how do you get that information and knowledge right on your fingertips? It's a whole new technology. SBJN, again, is a leader in this, and we focus a lot on the E, engaged learning.
Lovely, lovely. Right, and you have this wonderful concept of engaged learning online, ELO or ELO as the acronym is. Tell me a little more about that and how it fits with your vision for SBJN.
Engaged learning online, or ELO, Pavan, mm-hmm. is a very advanced system of mimicking a classroom mm-hmm. online. Now, most online classes, including those held by some of the top Ivy League universities, including Harvard, Stanford, MIT, mm-hmm. or any other university around the world, they use either Zoom or Microsoft Teams to teach their students. Okay. But I think we've all used Zoom many, many times. Mm-hmm. And you can see that in Zoom, you can't make eye contact with the other person. In fact, yeah. if you have there's more than 25 people in the meeting, you have to flip your screen. So if you have a class of 70 people, mm-hmm. it means the professor can't even see the students. Right. Now, SBJN's ELO, mm-hmm. the professor can see even if there are 70 students in the classroom and okay. make eye contact with every one of them mm-hmm. and has very sophisticated learning systems, mm-hmm. including polling, chatting, quick responses, go fast, go slow, and many other very, very value-added features. Hence, mm-hmm. the learning from becoming boring, online mm-hmm. education can be quite boring, it becomes engaging and very interesting. And lovely. Hence, these students who we teach them using ELO, they refuse, absolutely refuse to go on any other technology.
Lovely, lovely. So you've got this platform developed and customized for SBJN?
Yes, we thought about this whole system. We mm-hmm. found a company to write the software. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've kept on improving the software. In fact, right now we are on version 6 of the software.
Lovely.
So we developed the software. Nobody else had it. Mm. Then we improved it. We improved it. We improved it till now version 6. So at this juncture, the software is so advanced mm-hmm. that there isn't any other school in the whole world that comes even close. The latest version of the software is also for those with low bandwidth. Not everyone has high quality bandwidth. Mm-hmm. And so they lose out on the learning. But the new software, even if you have low bandwidth, no problem, you can still learn, just like any other student. It's only the resolution gets adjusted.
So it is device adaptive and also network adaptive.
Yes.
Lovely, lovely. Excellent, excellent. Very interesting conversation so far, Nitish, on SBJN, the School of Global Management. The lockdown, how did that impact you? I mean, you have been known for your multi-country model. How did the school cope with the sudden lockdowns and the travel restrictions that were imposed by governments worldwide in early 2020? Did your ELO model also help you?
You know, I'll just say one word, and that's flexibility. So we gave our students a lot of flexibility. They could decide if they wanted to study online mm-hmm. using our ELO technology. And we gave them a reduced fee if they wanted to study online, because mm-hmm. not that it costs us less, it costs us actually even more. Mm-hmm. But they felt that they needed a discount. So we just were very student friendly. Mm-hmm. We also gave them a chance to study in Dubai, which was open right from June of 2020. Mm-hmm. And all the other countries, which included Mumbai, Singapore, and Sydney, were closed. Mm-hmm. So those who wanted a physical experience just came to our Dubai campus to study. Mm-hmm. We offered them a whole bunch of options that you could study 1 year online and 1 year in Dubai, and, you know, 2 years all online. A lot of flexibility. By doing so, we actually saw our student numbers grow, not drop, during the COVID period.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, one more question about that's connected here. I was talking to a friend who's a very senior person in HR, in the HR function of a big multinational. And he was saying that, you know, I wonder if, you know, degrees that were earned by students during the lockdown in non-personal or virtual kind of modes, through non-personal or virtual kind of modes of content and education delivery and assessment, okay, and final degree certification and all of that. He was sort of looking askance at or thinking that, you know, will these degrees hold the same kind of value? Now, I know that an SPJN degree is definitely going to be that much more respected. But tell me your overview, your overall opinion on how, you know, online degrees have helped or perhaps sort of been a limiting factor, if at all.
Pavan, our online degrees were compared with those who came physically on campus. We did a lot of study to see side by side, same paper. One was online, one was on campus. What's the difference? And we couldn't find any difference.
Lovely.
Because the quality of the question, the quality of the learning, the way in which we nurtured the students was exactly the same. And therefore, I believe that the quality of our degrees is no different than, you know, whether it was studied on-site or online.
All right. Tell me, what were the placements like, you know, for you? I know it's a little early, it's early days, but in terms of the online degrees, what's the placement level been like for them?
You know, the surprising part is that the salaries of our MBA and other master's programs grew by 25% to 30% as compared to the last year. Now, these students had studied either all or part of their programs online. So lovely. I think, you know, the country has really suddenly expanded post-COVID. People are in a tearing rush to expand. Mm. And hence, there's a shortage of talent. We see no drop in salaries. As I mentioned, we can see a huge jump in salaries.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. So that, in fact, I must remind my listener or anybody who's just sort of got into the podcast midway, Nitish Jain, President, SPJN School of Global Management, or SPJSGM, was talking about the kind of salaries that have grown for their students who even took the courses online, whether all or in part. So really wonderful. Laudable indeed. So Nitish, what I see from and what I get from what you've told me just now and so far in our conversation is that SPJN has not compromised anywhere, has provided the best education, whether it's through the fully online or in part online, in part in person kind of education for under and postgraduate students. But do you see this whole boom, thanks to this terrible phenomenon called COVID, a lot of online learning has come up and everybody's offering major courses, etc. So on quality, what do you have to say about this whole plethora of offerings from everywhere?
SPJN is very well reputed for the placements of its students. Our MBA students get on an average 3 times their starting salary.
Wow.
That has not changed. That has remained as our guiding principle right through COVID. So we had developed this online technology when nobody else was even thinking about online. We developed this technology way back in 2018. And I won't say we were fortunate, but ironically, COVID has been catalyst for online education. Now we are going to the post-COVID period and people are going back to the campus, but new forms of delivery are being evolved, including hybrid learning. Lovely. So we're keeping the best of both online and on-site and thereby being able to keep a cost control. The ROI for students has really shot up because, as I mentioned, the salaries have gone up by 25%. year on year. But the cost of the program has gone up by 2%. So I think, the ROI has gone up and the quality of the program keeps improving. I think students get a very high quality education, even if I may say so myself. I don't teach anything, but my faculty are really top class.
Lovely. In fact, you just answered my next question, which was to be about, you know, the pace at which the world is evolving, quite impossible to fully prepare a student for the future of work. But then the placements, the salaries of SPGEN students have been remarkable. And, you know, you already also just briefly outlined the practices that you've put in place to ensure that your graduates stay relevant to employers. So what are some of your key focus areas in terms of the skills and the courses that will be, let's say, in demand in the coming years?
So your first question is, how has education changed? And previously, we went to school for knowledge, what you know. You know, I go to school for what I know. But these days, you go to school for what I become or who I am. And the focus is now on skills, because the world is constantly changing. And the skills are everlasting, but knowledge is transitory. So I think our focus has changed to skill building. In terms of the programs of the future, they're all in technology areas like data science. We have an outstanding program called Bachelor of Data Science. And students get jobs even before they graduate. All students get placed. And including in some of the top companies, because there's a huge skill shortage, actually. They are jumping over each other to recruit these students. And we have another new program called MAIB, Masters of AI in Business. Because there are other AI programs offered by other universities, but we have said AI in Business. So it's applied to business applications. And this is another outstanding program. It's new, so it'll still take a little bit of time to get known. But we're very confident. Even our flagship global MBA is now based a lot on technology, which is embedded in the core curriculum of the program.
Lovely. You want to tell me a little more about the MAIB? It's very interesting.
SPGEN's newest program is a program called MAIB, Masters of AI in Business. This is a very nice combination of both technology, the AI bit, and the predictive aspect of AI, but as applied to business applications. And therefore, the students don't just become a techie when they graduate, but they become much more value-added. And this can help them to start their own companies or to join another company at a higher value-added level, because they can understand finance, they can understand marketing, but use the technology that they've learned. So it's a fantastic program. And I frankly don't know any other program of like this in the whole world.
Lovely. So this is also a fast-tracked one. Is it 1 year and 4 months?
The MAIB is offered in two modes.
Okay.
One is you can do the 2 years. This is a two-year program. Okay. And they can do 2 years in Sydney, and they get Australian three-year work rights. And they can even work and study in Australia. They can work 40 hours a week, like a full-time job. And they can get the work right for 3 years on graduation. Or if they don't want to go to Australia, they can do it online, which is on weekends. So they can continue to work wherever they're working and study this online on the weekend, which is at 50% of the price as opposed to the on-campus model.
Oh, I can already see a lot of corporate HR heads thinking about, I'm sure you must be approached by a lot of them saying, can we institutionalize this? Can you create special, specific batches for us? We'll put in some 50 or 100 or 200 managers across the country or whatever. I mean, I'm sure this is really the way ahead, because this is a solid evolution and progression of even your global MBA, which in itself has been a strong postgraduate program.
Yes, we are definitely seeing a lot of traction from companies who approach us for MEIB, who approach us for the executive MBA part-time, online, and various other programs. So I think the executive education market for SPGen has grown 3 times in the last 12 months.
Lovely, lovely.
So Nitish, tell me a little about the faculty and the student community at SPGen.
When a faculty applies to SPGen, and we have about 10 or 15 applying every day to SPGen, give them a choice. We say, do you want to stay in Mumbai, Dubai, Singapore, or Sydney? You decide. We have all 4 options. And so that is very attractive because people have personal choices. Someone wants to be in India, someone wants to go to Singapore or one of the other countries. So that's great. We have currently faculty from 25 different countries. And this includes the US, Canada, Europe, you know, all countries. We have a very diverse multinational faculty team. And that is wonderful because students like a multinational faculty rather than them being all Indian or all from one country. We have this very interesting global mix of faculty. Students do come from all over the world, especially at the undergraduate level. And so because of our brand and our reputation, we are in a fortunate position to select the sort of students that we would like to join. So it's not 100% selection, but, you know, we are quite selective of which students would finally join SPJ.
Lovely. And that also helps you provide your future employers of graduates with absolutely the best quality of professionals who are trained and ready to, you know, just hit the decks running, as it were.
If I can just add one other point there in terms of the students. So we don't just go and select the best academically qualified students. Of course, academics is important, but we find that some of the superstars of academics tend to be arrogant and they are not interested in the learning. They think they've already learned. So we like to select, let's say, B plus or A minus sort of students who are hungry, who are humble, who are motivated. Yes. And so these are the students from being B plus, we convert them to being A plus on graduation.
Nitish, very interesting. And I'm sure a lot of people, a lot of professionals who come on to MediaBrief.com and who listen to MVP, the Master's Voice podcast, will actually file and be extremely interested in the kind of education, training, and employability that very, very gainful employability that SPGen Global Management School can and will offer, at least for their children and wards, you know. So what are your, you know, some of the key focus areas for you in terms of the future? What are your future plans?
Pavan, our future plans includes 3 different areas. One is, how do we improve the current programs and make them even better, more relevant? The second is, how do we add new campuses and new programs? And the third is, how do we focus on partnerships and collaborations? Let me talk about each in sequence. So how are we making the programs even better? We are making the programs better by adding a whole bunch of technology into each and every program. And therefore, students would be far more engaged and happy and motivated studying at SPGen. And that leads to great outcomes, because all students finally look at outcomes. So they'll get great outcomes. At the undergraduate level, this would also include student experiences. If they're going to study 4 years with us, they want to have a good time. So why study all 4 years in the same city? Here they go to Singapore, they go to Dubai, they go to Sydney, many of them for the first time. Some of them have not traveled abroad. So they get this fantastic learning experience. And, you know, it's the sort of experiences they get is really fun and engaging. The second part of it is new programs, new campuses. So as we speak, we're looking to expand to the UK in London.
Okay.
And so that would be, in a sense, the fifth international campus. I think London and the UK is a very desirable city from a student perspective. They just love to go to the UK. Again, they're not required to study there all 3 years or all 4 years. They can choose and hop, study in some campuses and then go to the UK. The sort of future programs is what we call the sweet spot of technology and business. Because today, a lot of programs are only business, only technology. But SPGen has mastered the art of creating technology-led business programs.
Right.
And finally, when we look at collaborations and partnerships, I think this is very much the future. You can't do everything yourself. It is a mistaken feeling that I'll do everything on my own. We are, as we speak, going to sign maybe 4 or 5 different partnerships in the next 12 months.
Okay.
And it's a win-win situation because the partner can has the expertise in a certain program. SPGen has a lot of brand reputation in certain geographies, including India. And so we can partner them by twinning programs. So I think as a combination of all of this, we plan to double the number of students from 2,500 to 5,000 students in 3 years.
Oh, lovely. So when you talk about partnerships, are you speaking about or referring to other similarly respected institutes of education, or are you also looking at technology partners, big brands? What do you mean when you say partners?
I mean all different sorts of partnerships. It includes both corporate partnerships and university partnerships.
Okay.
For example, we already have a very exciting partnership for a program that's called Masters of Luxury Management. It's with an Italian university based in Milan. And so, you know, Milan is the capital of fashion. And so our students can spend 6 months in India. They go to Milan for 6 months and they graduate with a European degree in luxury management. We have tied up with another Swiss university in hospitality management. Of course, we all know Switzerland is very well reputed for hospitality. And so that's the other one. We are talking to some more, which I can't share with you exactly what are the areas. But I think, as I mentioned to you, that in the next 12 months, we'll have at least 5 collaborations.
Lovely. That's SPGen. We'll have at least 5 more collaborations. Very nice indeed. So how do you market your programs? You know, a lot of word of mouth will happen, and it's a very well-known name. It's been awarded. Everybody knows about it, and parents will always seek out, and students themselves, young professionals and the older ones will seek out themselves the best places to be educated, and you are right up there. But still, there must be, and there is definitely going to be, I'm sure, proactive marketing also to create customer awareness and student acquisition. So what is that process for you? What do you use? What kind of media do you deploy? What kind of programs do you use?
SPGen focuses on advocacy. Students are natural advocates of the program. So if they've studied with us and they like it, they will automatically promote the program to other students.
Right.
And this happens both informally and formally. Informally is the word of mouth. Formally is we create platforms, mostly social media platforms, for them to speak about the program. They create videos. So they naturally talk about their experience at SPGen. And if other students are interested in the same sort of learning experience, then they join. We track this through what we call organic growth. That means non-paid growth. And we can see a lot of organic traffic and growth at SPGen.
Excellent, excellent. Really nice. So Nitish, advocacy will work always when you deliver great results And I'm sure you have a lot of brand ambassadors, meaning individual students and now employees of different companies in gainful places of work. So Nitish, what is your advice to undergraduate aspirants or even postgraduate aspirants? You know, undergraduates will be fresh students who are not yet employed, and postgraduates might well include a lot of people who are currently working. What's your advice to aspirants of higher, good quality professional education?
SPGen will deliver all the technical skills you need while you study with us. We would also deliver all the soft skills that you would need to succeed. But the one thing that we don't actually cover in a very overt manner is something that I think is the most important. It's a behavioral skill. And that is believe in yourself. You know, as Indians, many of us, we lack that self-confidence. We believe in our brother, we believe in our uncle, we believe in our parents, but we don't believe in ourselves. And that's a real pity. Because if you look at Prime Minister Modi, he came from very humble background. But he believed in himself. If there's one person who really oozes confidence, it's the Prime Minister. And there are any number of similar examples in the world. So if you want to succeed, you've got to firstly believe in yourself. Because if you don't believe in yourself, who will? So that is a piece of advice I'd like to give to new students. And I usually give this message when they graduate. I think it's something that a lot of students would benefit from.
Lovely. That's really good advice. And it's not advice that would be limited to or will apply only to students. Also to, you know, professionals who are working right now across levels, even your peers, you know. I think it's very, very interesting. So Nitish, speaking from your personal space, you know, from your personal perspective, how would you describe in brief SPGN School of Global Management?
SPGN is known for two things. One is its ability to create relevant education. Now, this may seem an obvious thing to do, but you will be very surprised when you look at most programs. They're not relevant. They were written 10 years ago. Little has changed. The world has changed. So you've got to adapt and make your education relevant. And included in this is how you teach, not just what you teach. And I think SPGen is really very reputed for the how you teach and what you teach. The second is our nurturing approach. Everyone can trip and fall. Think of your own child. Your child can trip and fall. You don't then use the rule book on this son or daughter of yours. You nurture the kid. You say, okay, you made a mistake. This is what you should do next time. And we have a very helpful and nurturing culture at SPGen to help all our students to get through. Some of the students need help academically, or they lack social skills, or they lack behavioral skills. Some of them have financial issues. We help all the students. Once you join SPGen, we become responsible for your growth. And I can share with you, we have a lot of students from very different, or let's say, unprivileged backgrounds. And today they are hugely successful, confident, and doing extraordinarily well.
Lovely, lovely. That whole approach is amazing. That mentoring approach, that educationist approach. And literally, I mean, you have an entrepreneurial bent of mind even in your philanthropy, which is go all out and make sure that you truly are complete mentors and you actually make your students your wards for their professional lives. Before I sign off, my question to you, Nitish Jain, President SPGN School of Global Management, is give me the elevator pitch to your institution, which has done so brilliantly well.
SPGN is a futuristic business school. And I think that simply means that we develop our graduates for the future workplace. I believe this is a combination of several things. It's what you teach, how you teach, the environment that you create for students, the sort of job opportunities that you create for these students. And I believe it also includes the mentorship while the person is a student. We meet students every week and we listen to them. We act on their inputs. It's been a really fun journey for me. I do it just because I'm completely passionate about it. There were other things that I could have done, but I chose education just because I think we can make a real difference to another human or to a whole set of human beings. And how exciting is that?
Lovely, lovely.
And also the amazing placements, the programs you have under and postgraduate programs, taking students across 4 countries, 300,000 square feet of campuses and 2,500 students, which you hope to increase or double to 5,000 in the next 3 years. Your plans are absolutely fine and going full steam ahead. The fact that you are bringing out and you already have a program that melds technology and business, and you know, so that people who come out and graduate are young professionals who are even more relevant, because it's not just technology or not just business, but you actually help create complete holistic professionals in the business space. And it's a new area of growth for you also, and something that the industry and the environment and the ecosystem needs. So lovely insights, great vision. Thank you very much for speaking to me. I enjoyed my conversation. What did you think of MVP, the Master's Voice podcast, your conversation on it, and of MediaBrief.com?
Bhavan, it's been equally my pleasure speaking to you this morning. And I think your questions were very insightful. It's been very, very engaging and fun for me. And I much appreciate the invitation to speak to you this morning. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome, Nitish. You're very gracious. And thank you for the kind words. Thank you very much. Nitish Jain, President SP Jain School of Global Management, or SPJ SGM in short, was my distinguished guest on this episode of MVP, the Master's Voice podcast on MediaBrief.com. Very insightful conversation for me. I hope it's helped you too. And I hope it's going to help a lot of young professionals and even slightly older ones who want to empower themselves with a continuing degree, which is really going to help them a lot. And SP Jain has a lot of interesting futuristic programs that are lined up, as you know. Till we meet again in the next episode of MVP, the Master's Voice podcast on MediaBrief.com. This is your host and friend, Pawan R. Chawla, saying thank you for having tuned in. Take care. Stay safe. Bye-bye.